Here we go again. Take 67. All right, what we're trying to do is take yesterday's phone calls and see if I can jump in on them. Yeah, that's a good radio term, jump in on them. All right, but what the hell, let's see what happens and see how bad it can get. You know, another problem I got, what is that damn hum? This mixing board, it's got only about 200 something knobs and switches and slides and shit on it. I don't have any idea where the hum's coming from. Part of the problem is my help is all volunteer. I can't afford to pay a real engineer, so I'm paying volunteer engineers to come by on their day off when they have it, you know, some free time. This is taking longer than it should, but boy, if I was a Republican, I could just write a check and have the best guy on K-Drag come by and fix everything in a day and we'd be up, but no, we continue to struggle. Damn it. Well, what the hell? Let's see what's on them calls last night.
Hey, Bart, this is Mike Duncan from the weeklylowdown.com.
Mike.
Hey, man, you don't sound too bad. Just turn down the bass a bit. You'll be fine.
Less bass.
Keep up the good work. We need people to save Western civilization.
I'm the man. Next call.
Doesn't anybody see that what we've started here is the beginning of dictatorship in America?
I see it.
Not with the war in Iraq or anything like that, but the Department of Homeland Security.
Nazis.
This is the beginning. We're going to turn ourselves into the USSR wrapped in the American flag.
We're there, dude. We are there.
Assuming terrorism was defeated tomorrow, do you think all the folks at the Department of Homeland Security would just pack it up and go home? No.
Ka-ching.
They're going to look for more threats.
Ka-ching.
And they're going to find them to Ka-ching. Justify their own existence.
Halliburton, help us.
And sooner or later, we're going to get ahead of that department who's going to see it as his road to power in the United States.
Got one.
Like J. Edgar Hoover. And then we're going to be real, real sorry.
Well, I'd much rather have Hoover than that piece of shit Poindexter. We don't even know what he's guilty of.
Doesn't seem like much now, but I'm already seeing signs over the highways here in the Washington area that say, report terrorism. Report suspicious activity.
Report darkies.
It scares the crap out of me. Doesn't anybody else seem to care? This is Mark in Virginia.
Report the darkies and the gays.
Hey, Bart, this is Josh Templewood. I think it sounds great. You got a great radio voice. Here's hoping the country is successful. Thanks.
I do not, and I can't loan you any money.
Hey, Bart, this is Paul, one half of Whizbang Music Works here in Fort Worth, Texas.
Called Paul Whizbang.
Congratulate you on Bird Cop Radio. And I would also like to say, fuck President Bush, fuck his oil war, and fuck the whole fucking cabinet up there. God, that felt good. Talk to you later. Bye.
I forgot to remind you, people speak freely when you call.
Hi, this is Ann DeVille. To the Democrats, you can win in 2004 if you fight for military personnel pay and benefits for soldiers
yes.
and veterans Bush wants to implement.
Stand by the vets.
You will truly be the most patriotic party if you protect our soldiers, their families, and their futures.
We are anyway.
We need to repeat this message over and over and over. Thank you.
Sounds Goodbye. Like a job for the hammer.
Bart, the strange calls from the website today, that's an impersonation of the conspiracy theorist guy on King of the Hill. So don't be afraid. Don't be very afraid.
Yeah, Dale, that's who that was. I'll be damned, that guy was pretty good. Anyway, okay, so that's what happens when you mix the phone calls with the Bart. So that'll get better as time goes by. I'm sure cut 68 will be better than cut 67.